Jeff Blankman talking right now with Steve Knutzman, the head softball coach, of course, with the ESAC Raiders. They finished the season at 7-10 this last year, Steve. But, Steve, I get the sense, like in most of the other coaches I've talked to, just happy to be able to get out there and get playing again. And I think the kids had a great time this season.
Yeah, we did, Jeff. And it was great just to be out playing. And we talked about that after the Emmitsburg game, disappointing loss, you know, to end the season. But we got to play, and we weren't sure we were going to be able to do that. And I think we grew from last year some, and so hopefully we can let that carry into next year.
One of the strengths, I think, of this year's team was hitting the ball. You guys seemed to be able to put runs on the board, and most nights it seemed like swung the bats well.
We did. You know, we ended up with a team batting average over 400, and pretty much up and down the lineup, everybody did a nice job of putting their bat on the ball. And we cut our strikeouts down way down from last year. And not only did we put our bat on the ball, but I was impressed with the amount of times we put our bat on the ball with two outs and we scored runs with two outs. And, you know, several games, I can remember the Manson game for one, where we were tied up going into the top of the seventh up at their place, 11-11, and we scored five runs with two outs. And it wasn't because of errors or mistakes. We just put the bat on the ball and base hits. And, you know, that made it kind of fun.
What do you attribute that to? Was it just the girls staying calm or what?
I think some of it, Jeff, was experience. I think the other part is I think our girls bought into our hitting drills more this year than they have in the past. You know, sometimes you can get monotonous in practice, you know, doing reps and reps and reps. But I think they finally figured out that, you know, the more reps you get, the better you're going to be no matter what sport you're in. And they really bought into our hitting drills this year.
So you got to like the way the office is sitting. You're coming back with quite a few girls, just three seniors. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. Defensively, I thought at times this year, too, you guys looked really, really solid. And then, like everybody, you had some games where things just didn't bounce your way.
Yeah, we did. And you know, we had some players that didn't have a lot of experience in some positions, you know, a couple positions. And yet, I couldn't be more happy for them. You know, they stepped up and delivered. Yeah, we had some games where we made some mistakes that hurt us. And you know, you and I talked at the beginning of the season. I knew that the pitching was going to be an issue for us this year. And I don't mean that anyway against the girls and through. It's just that we didn't have a preseason. We lost a great pitcher in Garrett Wilkin the year before. So hats off to Josie Bontrager, who stepped up and threw a lot. Macy got better as the year went on. And Shelby Geary, I can't say enough about her. She threw every JV game we had. They ended up 10-3, and Shelby did a great job there. And, you know, my younger pitchers, they got better as the year went on, which is what I was hoping for. And now with an offseason, hopefully they'll be a lot better next year.
Where did you see the pitching grow as the season went on?
I saw, you know, we weren't going to strike a lot of people out, and that goes back, you know, so we got to play defense. And so then the games where we made some mistakes, that hurt us. But then, case in point, the playoff or the tournament game against South Central when Josie throws the no-hitter,
yep.
You know, and we don't make any mistakes defensively, and she gets a few strikeouts. And the girls got a taste of, hey, you know what, this is good defensive softball. And I just thought, you know, because going into the season, Josie was going to be the starting second baseman. All of a sudden, you know, we just decided she needed to throw some, and she got better every game, never complained. I thought she did a great job, and Macy, to her tribute, you know, started the season as a varsity pitcher, and then we ended up taking her out of that spot, and we worked her back through, and by the end of the season, threw a little bit more and got better, and I only look for better things out of her in the future.
Coach, I know there was a point in the season you guys were sitting 1-3 and 1-4 and kind of scrapping a little bit, and then all of a sudden it just seemed like things clicked, and I think I remember the girls just, you challenged them a little bit, and they stepped up to that.
We did, you know, and it was kind of after the Carroll game, Jeff. And, you know, Carroll was hungry for a win the night we went down there, and they played extremely well. They pounded the ball. And you know, it's one thing to lose to a bigger school, a program like that, and that's why we play them to get better. But I told the girls after the game, my disappointment was I think we went in expecting to lose. We played like we expected to lose, and that's just not how we're going to play at Raider softball. And it was after that night, I think, that, hey, we're not going to finish the season like this. You know, we're going to go out. And I started to see a different attitude. I started to see, you know, we are going to win tonight, which is something I hadn't seen all the time. And I kind of think that was kind of the turning point right there.
And then you guys got on a win streak, got to that 500 mark, and kept kind of battling from there, and then hit a little bit of a tough stretch at the end. What games jump out to you? You mentioned the Manson game with the five runs there late with two outs. What are the other games that kind of jump out to you a little bit as some of the games where you thought you guys played really well?
Well, you know, we had three tough one-run losses. You know, the loss to Pocahontas was a tough game for us. I thought we went in a little bit not focused, and we spotted them three runs. And then, like we did all year, battled back and ended up dropping, you know, that one by one run, and that kind of stopped our winning streak a little bit. You know, the Alta game, we go up there, and, you know, Alta is a defending state champion and obviously graduated a lot of the better players, but still have a solid ball club. And we kind of did the same thing there, you know. We spotted them some runs, but then we've come back and took the lead. But then we had a couple, or had an inning where we made a couple of mistakes and gave the lead back. But then to our tribute, we load the bases in our last at-bat, and Macy comes up and doubles in all three runs. We're down one, tying run at second, and Michaela Miller flies out deep to left field, you know. So we didn't quit. And then, obviously, pink out night against OA, a rival, you know. Battled back and forth, but then they got a couple runs one inning, and we just didn't get our bats back going. And some of that attributed to their pitching. She did a nice job that night. And, of course, the South Central games, you know, that's always a big rivalry. And I thought we handled ourselves well in three games there. We hit the ball well. And, you know, nobody wants to play anybody three times in a season. And I knew that John would have his squad ready for us in that tournament game. And he did, you know. And it wasn't a blowout win. We had to strap for runs. But I thought that might have been one of our better games this season.
Coach, you mentioned the pink out night. Just talk about that and how special of a night that was and the success that you guys had, maybe not on the field game-wise, but with everything else that's involved with that.
Well, yeah, Jeff, we weren't even sure we were going to be able to have it going into the season, and then we were able to pull it off, and the Sac County Relay for Life and Scott Lair and his crew came in and did a fabulous job. And, you know, I cannot say enough about our parents, how they stepped up and helped that night, you know, because we organize things and we work all day. Of course, you're working ahead of that prepping things. But once game time starts, it's kind of hard for us to really do anything but focus on what's on the field. And parents just took over and did a marvelous job of taking care of everything. And, you know, Scott's got to get back to me yet, but I know it's over $3,200, which is unbelievable. You got so many people that donated, all the local businesses. You got Speed Harry coming through with cookies again, donating food. And area businesses just stepping up. And then we had individuals just make some great things for our silent auction. And I'll just mention Shelby Geary's dad, Doug, made some bag games that I just, with Raider logos on it, I just thought they brought a lot of money on auction. He did a nice job, you know, and several parents like that, and people stepped up to do that. And it makes you feel good that the community can rally around something like that. And I think this year was even more special because of all the stuff we've gone through.
Absolutely, and you could tell there was a huge crowd up there that night, and people really cared. That was something that mattered to them.
It did, you know, and it was a chance for them to get out, try to get back to some kind of normal, and at the same time, you know, like we talked that night, you and I talk all the time, everything's been COVID, 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 but, you know, cancer hasn't gone away. It's still here. It's still a major factor in a lot of people's lives, and it needs to be dealt with.
Coach, I mentioned earlier just the three seniors, Michaela Miller, Josie Bontrager, and Mariah Fredrickson. We talked a little bit about Josie having to make that transition and how she improved, and then the no-hitter against South Central in the playoffs. But I thought Mariah Fredrickson this year had her best season of her career. And if you know, she hit the ball well, and she's always, I thought, been really good defensively.
I agree, Jeff, and I think this was her best year. And, you know, coming just 1 year off major back surgery, she came back and played last summer, having back surgery in the off season, and so her swing just wasn't where she wanted it. And one of the things she always got frustrated with was she'd hit a lot of foul balls at me in the third base box, you know, and get frustrated. And we kind of worked on her footwork at the beginning of the season, and I think, Jeff, at the end of the season, she hit two balls at me the entire season. She adjusted, and she did. Her batting average went way up. She very few strikeouts, came through with clutch hits, and then, you know what, did a great job in center field. Covered a lot of ground. I can't say enough about my outfield, how they backed each other up. I want to talk about the Carroll game. And Carroll was hitting shots in the gaps, but our girls were getting to them on one hop and holding them to singles and doubles, and they weren't getting to the wall for the triple on the inside the park home run, where they easily could have, but they didn't. They cut them off, they got it in, And I thought Mariah did a fantastic job offensively and defensively all year.
And you mentioned...
And then Michaela Miller steps in at first base. Never really played first base before. I challenged her, and she took the challenge. And I think she had a really nice senior year and a good finish to her senior career. And she's going to go into the healthcare field, and I think she's going to do okay.
And you mentioned your outfielders, Mary Bontrager, Laren Sharp, your right fielder, left fielder, respectively. You talked about those in that Carroll game. That was a good outfield you guys put on the field this year.
It really was. They gained a lot of confidence. You know, anything that got hit out there, I always thought we had a shot at catching it. We didn't always get there, but their confidence grew by leaps and bounds. And, you know, I've got two of the three coming back next year, and that makes me feel good. And, you know, and Matty Quirk, I thought, had a stellar year at third base. Just absolutely gobbled up everything was there, the short game, the long game. But I think probably the most impressive thing I thought about Matty was her batting. And she led us to stolen base. She was only thrown out stealing twice. And you know, I don't have the stats right in front of me right now, but I think she ended up with 24 steals on the year out of 26 attempts. And, you know, very smart base runner, very aggressive. And when she got on base, we scored runs. And I told her at the beginning of the season, I challenged her, you're going to set the table for this offense. And she answered and was in that leadoff position and did a good job. You know, Bree Beckman behind the plate, very few teams would run on us, Jeff. They knew that she's got an arm. And there were several games where teams had rallies going on with first and third and less than two out. And I gave that run up, and I took that runner out at second. They challenged her, and she threw them out. But we got out of a lot of big innings that way. And you know, it was nice having that confidence behind the plate. And, you know, and Elisa Thayer stepped in and shortstop with Meredith Brown going between second and short with Josie pitching, and both of them stepped up, did a nice job. I was just happy overall. Our JV ended up 10-3. Good bunch of kids that worked really hard. Our JVR won their last four, you know, so that was a positive. So three seniors graduate out of our 25 girls, hopefully 22 returning with whatever's coming in, and I feel really good about Raider softball in the future.
And I know two other girls that got used a lot as courtesy and pinch runners, Jen Ashinger and Emerson Mack. Both, I think, did the role they needed to do well for you.
Exactly did. You know, Emerson did it for me last year, and she stepped right back into there. And Abby Schuneman, I started breaking her in a little bit. She's a young girl. She ran for me earlier in the season. She'll run for me more. In fact, I'm going to try to turn her into a slapper next year with her speed. And Jennifer Ashinger, an eighth grader, she just got a knack for the game. She understands the game, not afraid to get dirty, aggressive on the bases. She fit the role, and those girls did a nice job coming off the bench for me. Briley Wessels stepped in and played some defense for me at times at the varsity level, and she did a nice job. So we just had a lot of girls step up, and it was a team effort all the way around.
Coach, I have a feeling excitement with ESAC softball starting to rebuild a little bit.
I think so, Jeff. I'm a little disappointed this year. I thought when we got on that run, we possibly could crawl over that 500 stretch, but we'll get there. End of the season was a little tough. Played some good games. Don't want to use that excuse. You got to compete against good teams too. But I was really disappointed at the loss at Emmitsburg. Not that we played poorly, but I think Emmitsburg had a grudge to settle from last year when we went up there and upset them. They were totally focused. And we just couldn't get things going that night. But overall, I thought everything was a positive this year, and we took a step in the right direction.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, it's always fun talking to you. I know you've got busy things going on all day, so thanks very much for your time. And thanks as well for everything throughout the season. You always get me results. You're always there if I need something from you. So, Coach, I appreciate it. And you and I have to catch up here sometime soon.
We will do that, Jeff. And, you know, I got to put a kudos out to my assistant coaches for helping get a hold of you, too. You know, Maddie Fredrickson and Eric McCullough. I know Eric's tweeting you a lot. Maddie was really good while I was driving the bus sending you stats, so I couldn't have done it without them. I want to send a kudos out to them also.
Absolutely. They were a big part of it. Eric's tweets kept me up to date with everything that was going on, so I appreciated that. And Mariah always really good at getting me, or Maddie, excuse me, always really good at getting me those results, too. So thank you guys very much, Coach. Have yourself a good day and a good weekend.
Jeff, you too, and thanks for all you did this year. Thanks for being there for Pink Out. It was a great year, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon.
You bet. Head coach is Steve Newtzman again with the ESAC Raider softball team.